I saw this online, Wall Street Journal, and it's done by Susan Kapner, and the headline is, Retailers Cut Back on Choices. We don't need three types of red. And it's subtitled Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's and Others Call Styles to Combat Decision Paralysis, Unclog Supply Chains, and Reduce End-of-Season Markdowns. What it's all about, and I'm like, thank you, is that a number of businesses, companies, manufacturers, what have you, have figured out, there was actually a survey done, I'll tell you about, where people have become so overwhelmed with so many choices when shopping that people don't make a choice.
They get stressed, eh?
And they just say, forget it. I'm not going to decide 15 different colors of the same product, varying shades of whatever, and all different styles and takes. I just want this. Let me buy what I want. So the store goes this way. Again, Susan Kapner in the Wall Street Journal. Retailers ramped up choices in recent decades as the internet created a so-called endless aisle. It freed retailers from space constraints. You think about the physical aspect of a store, we only have so much space.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add the online, it's similar. Just add another page.
You're dealing with a warehouse as opposed to a store,
And retailers were trying to capitalize, they say, on the shift towards personalization with a desire to try to please everyone by adding a variety and a choice and to tempt people to buy items that they really didn't need, but they were trying to find a choice that they would want.
Now, some of that impulse buying, eh?
What happened is choices started to overwhelm shoppers, clog supply chains, and facing with too many options, retailers were finding themselves having to reduce, especially at the end of the year, markdowns for products because they had built up so many throughout the year because people weren't buying as much. This is what's find funny here is they reference a survey that was done back in the year 2000. A Columbia Business School professor co-authored a 2000 study titled When Choice is Demotivating, Can One Desire Too Much of a Good Thing? As in, again, having too many choices. According to Bed Bath & Beyond, its chief executive, the wider the assortment, the more confused the customer is. Customers want something that is digestible. Retailers need to edit down their choices, and Bed Bath & Beyond says that they're going to do that. PepsiCo, it says here, and Procter & Gamble lately have reduced the varieties of toilet paper, of soda, of packaged foods and other products they sell. You think about the shortage of toilet paper, a necessary item we know. But how many times do you get to the toilet paper aisle shelves and go, oh my gosh.
Now the brand or name doesn't mean a lot. You just grab what's there, right?
For me, I reduce it real quickly, first of all. Okay, what do I got my coupon for? Right there. I don't care if I'm only saving 20 cents. I'm not buying your product. I'm not going to save some money.
Might not be much help, though, if that particular brand is sitting there empty.
That's true, too. Yeah. But then you have everything from the basic to the ultimate in softness, comfort, and durability.
Lotion infused, whatever.
Yeah. Everything in between. It's like, I just want toilet paper. That's all I want. But that's just an example of one of the products. Coach, which I don't know anything about, but I guess it's a manufacturer that produces handbags. It says Coach used to produce 1,000 handbag models. Okay. Stereotyping, mostly I'm guessing it's women who are purchasing the handbags.
I think so.
1,000 models?
Yeah.
How can there be 1,000? What's it's like?
Well, I can see a guy.
It's a bag with handles on it. Put stuff in it.
Yeah, I can see a guy trying to shop for a gift for his wife and finding 1,000 handbags. He's going to become stressed and just walk away.
Yeah, you know what you're not getting for Christmas this year? You're not getting a handbag from me.
It's a mistake. Let them pick out their own handbag.
Right.
Well, they're going from 1,000 handbags, it says, to just 500. That'll make it easier, won't it? Kohl's Corporation, in this story, it says, has reduced the number of different towels it sells from over 300 to about 250. Again, a towel. It's like a piece of fabric. I just want to dry myself off. That's all I want. How many choices can there be? Let's see. What else is in here?
So home decorating is something that you really don't think about, I assume.
No. Yeah, right. No, I'm pretty simple in my, you know, here, you know, I don't need
right.
The fanciness. Bed Bath & Beyond, I think we referenced them. The CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond says that they reduced the offerings of different models of can openers, and sales increased by as much as 30% after they reduced the choices. How many choices, again, of a can opener?
Are we talking about electric, or are we talking about the manual?
I'm guessing probably electric, guessing.
All right.
I mean, I don't even, I just use.
Maybe because people are home now.
Use the hand crank when you can't open it. I'm pretty simple there, too.
You're pretty basic, aren't you, Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
We're getting that sense here this morning.
Look at the word caveman. And I'm pretty much defines me. Let's see. PVH Corporation, owner of Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and other clothing labels, plans to cut more than one-fifth of its brand offerings over the next 3 years. One of the president of PVH Corporation says he wants to concentrate on the hero items, as he calls them, products that are a key part of somebody's wardrobe, and discard others that are less essential. Yeah, we've talked about this before. I simply just want to go buy a pair of jeans. And you got your straight cut, and you got your slim cut, and you got your student cut, and you got your relaxed fit, and you got your, and then the colors. You got blue. I did blue jeans.
And worn look, and holes in them.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
Well, apparently somebody's been taking note, and again, from the Wall Street Journal. I'll put a link up on this story on our morning page if you want to check it out for yourself. But there's going to be a cutback if it hasn't been noticed already. But manufacturers and retailers say they're going to reduce some of the choices available.
And I bet you that will anger many people. Because they want choices, as many as possible.
Well, one that's bothered me for decades is they eliminated some pant sizes, where it's basically all even numbers now. But some of us, you know, the in-between, who used to work and used to fit, and now suddenly you find something that's too long or too loose or too tight. Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to... Then you go and try and find the belt in order to make it work, and you find that's a difficult thing to do, too.
Yeah.
But you're right, though, Pat. I mean, there are some people that enjoy that. They enjoy going and saying, look at this. I found what I want. Now it's just a matter of what color, what shade do I want? What combination of colors do I want?
How will it go with the wallpaper? How will it go with the painted room? How will this go with the faucets in the bathroom?
The fixtures. Yeah, right.
I don't even, notice that. You know, it's just, okay, here's the faucet. I get water out of it. Thank you. Here's the towel. I drive off with it. Thank you.
Are you the type, and you're like many guys, that you walk into a room and you can be in that room for a half hour, leave, and you don't know the color of the wall?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Heaven forbid my wife gets a haircut. Because I'm not noticing that either.